You know, they say that even after the Buddha was enlightened, old Mara would come around for a visit.
Mara was the demon who tried to tempt the Buddha?
Well, apparently the Buddha saw him as more of a big nuisance. Yeah.
Mara used his shapely daughters to tempt the Buddha. But the Buddha knew where that was headed and didn't go there.
You mean even after he was enlightened, he still hadn't escaped delusion?
At first, Mara would come around just to see if he could trick the Buddha.
Even though he could see right through him?
Oh, yeah. The Buddha was cool, man. He used to say, "Hey, Mara, I see you hiding behind that tree. Come on over and give me five, my old friend."
He didn't say that.
Oh, apparently he did refer to Mara as an old friend.
He called illusion his old friend.
The Buddha would say, "Hey, Mara, why are you looking so grim?" Mara would come shuffling over, looking all beat, and say, "You know, Buddha, this illusion business isn't all it's cracked up to be."
But someone has to do it.
That's the truth.
Why does someone have to do it?
Because that's what it's all about.
What is?
Life.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's how we learn.
What do we learn?
We learn that that's not it.
What's not it?
What it is.
What is it?
What is what isn't it.
Everything that isn't it is it.
It's what everything isn't is what it is.
Then what's that leave?
The big lip void.
Oh, what's that?
That's something you can't avoid.
Oy, void.
I think she's got it.
She's got it.
Zivo.
Yeah.
Why is it that wherever I go, I'm always tripping over a robot?
Oh, they aren't getting in your way, are they?
Well, I haven't fallen on my face yet, but they're everywhere. How many are there?
Well, I honestly don't know.
What do you mean you don't know how many robots you have?
They're not all active.
Why do I have the feeling they're always watching me?
They are personal valets.
You mean they'll always be following me around, waiting for my command?
Well, that's what they do. You're their boss, man.
You know, Mojo, there are times I'd like to give those robots a good swift kick in their stainless steel pants.
You don't want to do that.
No, actually, I do.
You know, they told us the robots can't speak, but I'll bet they can talk to each other.
Oh, so you think I'd get a bad reputation in the robot community, huh?
They know ways to get even.
Oh, yeah? How?
You order a cappuccino. It could take the rest of the day to get it.
Oh, you don't think they'd actually do that?
I wouldn't put it past them.
I guess I won't be kicking any personal valets.
Oh, they're not so bad.
They're always watching me.
Your wish is their command.
Well, maybe I ought to tell them to go jump in the ocean.
Oh, man. You don't want some rusty, squeaky robots following you around.
There's nothing worse than a salty robot.
Hi, Zivo.
Dominique.
Do you want to join us?
Why?
I just thought you might like the company.
It's not a good idea.
Why not?
Everyone will be asking me questions, and when I don't give them the answers they want, they just ask me more questions.
You don't like talking to people?
I do, if I don't have to keep answering questions.
If I don't ask a question, can we talk?
Can you do that?
Of course I can. Why, you don't think I can? Oh, sorry. Well, are you... This was just a test. I'm from Montreal.
I hear it's a nice city.
It is. You can ask me questions. If you want. Okay. I guess you have things to do. If you change your mind and you care to join us, please do, okay?
Was that a question?
Jack. There's something I think you should see.
Well, sure. What's up?
I was talking to Dominique and, well, I noticed something.
Yeah?
I thought you should see this if it comes around again. It's in the Paris room.
What?
On the plasma walls. You know.
No.
Claudine and Sanford White in Paris, France.
You saw them?
Together. In a cafe.
You mean it was on film?
It looked like a video.
Oh, really? Well, this I gotta see.
They're over there, across the street.
Where?
Do you see them?
I see them. I can't hear what they're saying. You know, this scene isn't the way she described it.
Well, Dominic thought I should leave well enough alone. But I figured maybe you'd want to know.
You seem awfully friendly for having just met.
Wait, didn't this happen before you knew her?
Yeah, but why wasn't she more honest about it?
Maybe she thought you'd be jealous.
Me? Jealous?
Maybe she was just playing it safe.
I wish there was a way we could zoom in to hear what they're really saying.
I thought Claudine told you.
Well, she did. By the looks of it, she didn't tell me everything.
So you want to eavesdrop?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It happens to be the main feature playing in this room, right? Look at the way they're leaning into one another. It's almost as though they're conspiring. What's that robot doing?
Where?
No, not on the wall. Over there, peeking around the corner.
Oh, that's just Buana.
Buana?
My personal valet. I gave him a name.
Buana. Hey, Buana. Beat it.
No, wait. Buana, come on back here. Jack, you want a cappuccino?
Yeah, sure.
Buana, two cappuccinos.
Are his cappuccinos any good?
The best.
Really?
There is something about my island, something special, surprising. There's no real history to the island, nothing that would account for its uniqueness. It sits on what I believe is a sweet spot.
Why do you call it a sweet spot?
It's the ambiance. You may have experienced something similar on the Greek islands. At certain times of the year, the air becomes golden. My island, St. Alicia, is a tropical island, but there is a softness, a tingling, soothing sweetness you can almost taste.
Rose. Why? I'm here.
What?
Do you see?
See what?
Do you see me?
Where?
I'm sitting on the edge of your bed.
Who are you?
Who do I look like?
You look like me.
I am you.
You can't be me.
I am more you than you.
If you are, then who am I?
Don't you know?
I think I do.
Do you really?
Yeah. This is me.
But aren't you who you aren't?
No. And who are you?
I am who you are.
Then who am I?
You are someone who has no idea who she is.
I'm going back to sleep.
Well, dream on, dreamer.